This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat is a very special guest today from a cool company that's unique and different. His name is Itai Gilmore. He's the Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Two tough jobs at a really cool company called Brand Shield.
Right.
BrandShield.com. Itai, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us, what is Brand Shield and how do you do what you do to protect people?
So Brand Shield is an online threat hunting company. That means that we scan the internet, we detect a lot of bad things, and we take them down off the air.
So when you say online threat hunting, the traditional threats that I worry about would be, I don't know, some botnet code, some malware code, a vulnerability in my WordPress account that gets hacked. I mean, that's
right.
You know, and then someone gets in and they have admin privileges. You're talking about a different kind of threat, aren't you?
Correct. None of this, what you mentioned, actually.
None of the above, folks.
None of the above.
So this is cool. So we're talking about social media threats?
Right.
This is very new. Tell us.
So we're dealing with everything that is outside the perimeter of regular security. So everything that's on-prem in your things, in the networks of the enterprises, we don't deal with. Usually you have firewalls, you have a lot of companies, a lot of vendors. We don't deal with that.
You're not antivirus, you're not firewall,
not
you're not encryption.
No.
But is this, let me give you an example. I'm a big company, I'm Coca-Cola. Yeah.
Yes.
And I want to protect my brand.
Yes.
Some bad guys want to put up maybe a fake site to trick employees to give me credentials.
Right.
You're going to catch it?
Yes. Yes,
brilliant.
We do.
Brilliant. How do you do that?
So we've developed the technology. It's AI powered. It's big data. It scans the internet. So we have APIs, scrapers, crawlers all over the internet, social media networks, marketplaces, mobile apps, everything that's out there. We scan the internet, domain names, we bring all the information and we analyze it. We're using NLP, natural language processing, we're using image recognition, deep content analysis to actually analyze the content. And we make sure that we find this enterprise, Coca-Cola at stake, for example, everything that is out there, which the bad guys put there. Our technology specializes in finding clusters or networks.
So what are you seeing in brand shielding? What are you seeing that, you know, Coca-Cola would be upset about that only you can discover?
Great question. So the threats are varied. So some of our customers are interested in finding people that are creating fake websites to take credentials of employees.
Like Coca-Cola sweepstakes.com. And they say, this is a company sweepstakes from Coke. You know, put in your credentials, you got to be a Coke employee and you get a free trip to Hawaii.
Exactly. This is actual examples that we have for pharmaceutical companies. We're working with the biggest names. Like
welcome
Microsoft.
To Novartis, right?
No, yeah.
Get a free prescription.
So we're working with Gilead, with Abbott, with Roche, with Microsoft, with
really?
Visa, on different cases from counterfeits to brand abuse to phishing. And this is to C-level impersonation. There are a lot of companies that that Facebook and LinkedIn are swamped with fake users, fake pages.
What do they do with this? Once they have this fake account of a C-level executive,
right?
Like the CEO of Microsoft,
yes.
There's some new Facebook page that looks like it's his,
yes.
But they misspelled his name a little, or they just
they create
his real name.
Definitely, they're using the official images or pictures of this executive,
is this like deep fake? They can make him say bad things
if they use the right technology. Yes, they can. But what they use it is to create a full social engineering deception. So it starts with a fake website, and then they create fake social media entities or assets in order to create a full deception. So it's
the
like,
deception is to social. It's like the next level of phishing attacks.
Correct.
To socially engineer an employee to believe it's real, for what typical purpose?
For different financial scams. Just like you mentioned, they're trick employees in order to put their credentials or debit cards or for the dressing. It happens every day, all day. And what makes us or Brand Shield an online threat hunting and not just pure intelligence is that we manage to take them down off the air.
You take them down too?
Yeah.
So you go to the authorities the online authorities?
Right.
And or do you have your own legal team, or do you partner up? Like if Microsoft were upset about something, they have, you know, millions of dollars in lawyers who can take care of
right.
it.
Right. So we actually have in-house enforcement managers. They're all lawyers, certified lawyers with IP and trademark background. And this is what it needs to take things off the air in the internet, because there isn't any actually. We're kind of the internet police. We approach Facebook, we approach website hosting provider, DNS.
So Facebook, Instagram, right. GoDaddy, whoever.
Yes.
There's some site that gets host that's fake.
Correct.
You approach them and say, guys, we have evidence that you are helping support a fraud, a copyright infringement, a trademark, or whatever.
Correct.
Get this site off the air.
And that's what we do day in and day out.
That's amazing.
Hundreds and thousands of cases a month.
How many thousands of cases a month?
A lot.
Can any company afford this, or is this only for Fortune 1000?
No, actually not. So we have a lot of Fortune 500 companies, but we have small companies, for example, or e-commerce small vendors that the counterfeits on Amazon just kill them. They kill their business. Somebody invented something, think that he did some crowdfunding. He thinks he scored the jackpot. He has thousands of customers. Before he knows it, the guys from China just...
They're knocking off his invention, and they're making it look like it's his site.
Exactly. So impersonation and brand abuse of counterfeits come in different shapes and forms. All of them needs our services.
This sounds very, even though you're saying you have AI, natural language processing, image processing, OCR, the whole shebang.
Yes.
Automated. It sounds still like I need some consultative startup services to kick in. Brand Shield, or can I just turn on Brand Shield?
No, this is quite easy. So we have it's quite easy. The onboarding is easy and fast, and we can start in 48 hours, and this is actually happening every day. Somebody comes to us, hey, I need you ASAP. 48 hours, we're up and running. We're helping them.
Can anyone afford it? Can we talk pricing?
It can start from a few thousand dollars a month and goes up. Easily. Depends.
That's amazing.
Depends on the case.
Someone's brand is worth a lot of money to them, even
right.
a small business.
Right.
And if someone's stealing your brand, they're going to steal identities, they're going to steal data, they're going to steal money. And we may even go out of business if our brand reputation is ruined.
Yes.
So you're protecting brand reputations, you're protecting this whole next wave of phishing attacks that are not emails.
You're right. So actually, if you kind of remember, like, I don't know, 5-10 years ago, we were just enough when they have Outlook in most of the users. You just had to change the from address in the Outlook. It evolved. So now people, the scammers, the big guys, are buying hundreds of fake domains. It's not enough to change the form. So they're creating a fake domains, and the social engineering, the phishing with social networks is the next phase of it.
Now, Itai, do you search the dark web for brand theft sales as well, or is that off limits?
No, we don't deal with it, because this is something that we cannot take down off the air.
You can't take
it
down.
We deal with problems.
It's too late for them, and if it's in the dark web.
You're right.
But it got there for sale because they had their brand phished.
Right.
In the public web.
Right.
So you're taking care of the front end for people. Everybody needs your service.
Definitely. We deal with problems that we can solve, and we take it off our customers. We deal with it as a fully managed service. They don't need to deal with it.
And what's the website?
Brandshield.com.
Brandshield.com? Right. So if I start up brandguard.com tomorrow, you're going to notice.
Definitely.
And I'm going to sell the service for half price.
This is a good answer, but we're using our services to defend ourselves.
I was going
to
ask.
And amazing how many people are trying to imitate creating phishing website, creating fake website to our CEO and leadership. It's amazing.
Self-defending, using your own cooking. And you know what? I've never seen a company like BrandShield. You probably don't have much competition.
Not on what we do. Not doing exactly what we do.
So we're going to send our viewers and listeners to www.brandshield.com.
Definitely.
To learn more about you. You made it through my hot seat, Itai. I really appreciate the opportunity.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.